75. Rebuilding. Herschel, January 2259, Seoul. Departure day. Two little words, but such a big meaning. Today would put humanity officially out of the endangered species category. Today, we would leave the Earth looking a lot like a snowball to its own devices for a few millennia. Hopefully the planet would recover. If so, we had the genetic material to rebuild at least some of the ecosystems. With the extinction of the others, Gamma Pavonis had become a viable colonization target. Several colony ships had returned to Earth since the Battle of Seoul, and were now on their way with a load of humanity to settle there. And we now had enough stasis pods in the Bellerophon for the balance of the human race. Today, the remaining Earthlings were leaving for 82 Eridani, all snugged away in our cargo bays. By the time they arrived, Mac and the local crew would have built farm donuts and colony locations for them. Inevitably, some of the humans wouldn't like the decisions. Tough. The debris from the Battle of Terra, at least that portion of it that hadn't already gone down to Earth in meteor showers, was all gathered at the Earth-Moon L5 point. Auto factories were still going full bore to build new vessels for all the bobs that had been destroyed in the battle. Bill's off-site facility was showing its worth. Only a few differentials had failed, and in those cases, the bobs were simply restored with the last few minutes missing. There still existed a general feeling amongst the bobs that being restored wasn't quite personal immortality, but most agreed that it sure beat the alternative. I decided I'd leave that particular philosophical debate until it became relevant. I looked over at Neil.
Ready for departure, number one?
Oh, bite me, and for the record, your Picard is terrible. Yeah, but we're still in charge of this tub. Not bad for pond scum, eh? Neil grinned. Could do worse. Singing the accountancy shanty at the top of our lungs, we set course for 82 Eridani.